We're back, the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment. And oh my gosh, I'm just so excited about my guest. I'm excited to welcome the program Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton. Scott is the author of his new book, which is out now. Finish First, Winning Changes Everything. Scott, thanks for calling. And winning things changes everything, Scott, in your opinion, for sure?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it really does. I think if you know, people show, you know, that in whatever their pursuit, you know, whether it be, you know, business, academics, sports, whatever, nonprofit, it can be anything. If they, you know, utilize, you know, a lot of the principles that we discuss in the book, you know, it really is a path to success and victory. And I use all kinds of different examples of people from all walks of life because the message is really broad. And, you know, it's stuff I've learned, you know, just through, you know, this adventure of, you know, being a complete and utter failure to, you know, working things, figuring things out in different aspects of my life, whether it be, you know, medical, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, sports, business, whatever it is. You know, I think a lot of people out there are just waiting for somebody to give them permission and, you know, a little bit of a leg up, you know, in direction and attitude of how do they, you know, wear out their purpose. And we all have a skill set. We're all born with something that we need to be doing. It's just identifying it and then taking it to its highest level. And that's what Finish First is all about, because once you, you know, you create these small victories, which basically can be even just showing up every day, right? That's
right,
a victory
right.
in itself. So the foundation of victory that can get you to your goals. And once you achieve those goals, it's amazing how a million other doors open. And it's this conveyor belt of opportunity that all comes out of, you know, really going for that, you know, finish first mentality.
Again, we're talking Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton on the Neil Haley Show about his new book. And when I think about, you know, finishing first and basically telling yourself that, it's really, you don't want to look at other people, Scott. You don't want to look at everyone else around. You want to set goals for yourself that you're going to keep improving, that you're going to keep winning, you're going to keep moving up the ladder. Quit looking at other people that are around you, because that can really stop you from really wanting to finish first, right?
Well, and that's a lot of it. You know, it's so many of us are involved in social media. So many of us are, you know, just sort of trying to get some sort of feedback of our lives and who we are as just individuals. And it can be really toxic and debilitating. You know, it can be, you know, why are you doing that? You know, that's not, you know, for you. And, you know, it can come even from family, a spouse, whatever. I mean, it can come from anywhere. And it's just about, I really feel like I can do this. And in the process of doing whatever that is, you know, and learning how to really process and re-identify failure, because failure is the greatest, like if I had to, you know, come up with a recipe for success, I would say the largest single ingredient is failure. And as soon as we understand that, you know, like it's a gross estimation, probably on the low end. In my skating life, I fell 41,600 times.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
No, but you think about getting up 41,600 times, and the idea of getting up that many times really builds a muscle in your psyche that, well, now I can withstand a lot more than I ever could before. And it's about understanding that, you know, whatever someone else's opinion of you and your activity, whatever that is, you know, whatever their opinion is it fact or is it opinion? Does it apply? You know, you can be paralyzed just with other people's, you know, sharing their junk with us. And I, you know, I really try to encourage people. I go, you know, it's like, here's your path. Is that information, does it pull you off your path? No. Does it make you change what you're doing? No. Then it has no value. Delete it. And, you know, it's like, well, here's this. You know, I was told by an international judge when I was just starting to, you know, turn my act around from being a complete loser to, you know, actually starting to, you know, make some noise in skating.
Right.
And she said, you know, I'm really encouraged that you're doing well, but you're too short to be competitive internationally.
Oh, no.
And I just had to look at, is that opinion or is that a fact? And so, you know, we looked at it both. We said, well, I need to appear taller on the ice, so I changed the way I skated. And I changed the way I dressed. I wore one color instead of breaking it up because I didn't want to look short-er, you know. And so, you know, you look at those things and you go, no. I've got something I want to achieve. I'm going to take it to, you know, what open heart, open mind. I'm going to take it as far as I possibly can. And here's how to do it. And there's always going to be people that try to pull you off your path. And so in this book, it's a basically an argument for you doing what you need to be doing to live your life victoriously and joyfully.
And see, living your life victoriously and joyfully. But then when you have people around you that bring you down, destroy your energy, saying you never are going to make it. You can't do this because you're failing right now and it's not worked out yet. You might as well give up. What advice would you offer the people that are hearing that noise?
Oh my, it's, you know, it's your life. And how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be, you know, thought of? How do you want to be? And it's not the easy or logical choice, but it's a really healthy one, because once you start changing your trajectory and once you start changing, you know, kind of your energy and the way that you are around other people, that's what changes everything. You know, that whole winning attitude that, you know, I can go back to a lot of stuff I experienced even last month, you know, and a New York Times writer came to me and they said, you've been demoted. You know, you've done seven Olympic, you know, all this stuff, like it's my job. Right. You know, and I spoke to her for, you know, I accumulated hours, you know, over, three or four visits writing this article. And she wrote this thing. Basically, I said, no, you know, this is a job I love doing, and it's not my job. It's someone else's job to give to me, and I hope I earn their faith. But if they want to make a change and if they want to do something else, I'm going to work as hard as I can here. And that, you know, will create more opportunity, and that'll create just because I've chosen to do it as well as I can. And I don't look at it as a demotion. I just look at it as another opportunity. And she's like, no, what? No, that can't be right. And I kept going back to it.
It's ridiculous.
No,
yeah.
It's 100%. I love every single thing I'm doing, and I'm going to do it as well as I can, because that's what creates the next opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And you never know when that opportunity is going to knock, and you have to answer that door. And if you are always looking at your failures and your problems and you're letting other people bring you down, you're never going to have that energy, Scott. And you've created a legacy. Your Olympics, your color commentary. People know Scott Hamilton everywhere. So for that woman who interviewed you, they really don't know the history of Scott Hamilton and how you're going to get back up again and another opportunity is going to come your way, especially the book. So everyone needs to pick up the book in all finer bookstores and especially on Amazon. And Scott, where's the best place we can connect with you? Where can we go?
Oh, just, you know, on Twitter, I'm at ScottHamilton84. Same with Facebook and Instagram. You know, I'm mostly on Twitter, but ScottHamilton.com is my website. And if people want to, you know, just sort of sample chapter, finish first, they can do it on my website. You know, just go there and, you know, you can navigate to it. And, you know, we'd love to connect with you and tell you a little bit more about Finish First. And honestly, it's probably the most important thing I've done, and I'm really proud of it. And it's a great opportunity to, you know, kind of share all my embarrassing failures and you know, kind of all the recipe that, you know, has gone into me being able to not only find a way to win, but also those little victories, you know, the big ones and the little ones have allowed other great things to happen. I wouldn't have the family I have. I wouldn't have the ability
Yes.
to reach people that I had, you know, had I not made good decisions. And all those decisions are in the book, along with many others from many other people that you wouldn't expect. And I'm really proud of it, and I hope it really helps people and serves the community as I'm really hoping it will.
Thanks. Again, that was Scott Hamilton. He's a world-class individual and Olympian. Thanks for calling, Scott. Best of luck on the book, and thanks for calling. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.